This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Thousands of people returned to the streets near Hong Kong government headquarters, the site last year of months of student-led protests for freer election, hoping to press lawmakers to block Beijing's plan for selecting the city's top official in 2017. Layoff and replacements of tech workers at Walt Disney World in Orlando and at Southern California Edison, the power utility, and replacing them with temporary workers recruited by outsourcing firms based in India has led to a call for investigations into the H-1B visa program and its loopholes. Immigration officials say the average stay at the new Family Immigration Center in Dilley, Texas is now 22 days. Since October 1st, more than 17,000 parents and children have been caught along the southwest border, according to official figures. At Dilley Camp, more than half the detainees are children, average age, 9. The Archbishop and his aide have resigned in St. Paul and Minneapolis after prosecutors charged the Archdiocese with having failed to protect youths from sexual abuse at the hands of pedophile priests. Belgium's privacy watchdog is taking Facebook Inc. to court over its tracking system and its treatment of non-users, escalating a dispute with the U.S.-based social media company over its privacy practices. The nation's largest drug testing laboratory, Millennium Health LLC, is negotiating a major settlement over allegations it billed the federal government for unnecessary tests, the latest sign of a crackdown on the fast-growing industry. Reports indicate settlement could be as much as $250 million. Goldman Sachs, the bank of the high and mighty, is organizing a new unit that will offer loans through a website or an app functioning like a virtual bank in one of the oldest companies on Wall Street. Without the cost of bank branches and tellers, Goldman can lend the money at lower interest rates while still making a profit on loans of $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. Judge Wheeler handed down his decisions on the AIG insurance bailout case. He ruled the Federal Reserve had indeed crossed the legal line by demanding a 79.9% equity stake in AIG as a condition of the bailout in 2008, and that the Fed's action indeed constituted an illegal extraction under the Fifth Amendment, and that it did not have the legal right to become the owner of AIG. He found that the government was also correct that AIG shareholders had not been damaged. Voice of People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.